Welcome to Minimalish. I'm your host, Desiree, and this is a podcast about minimalism, sort of. It's a podcast about how living with less stuff and less distractions can help us focus on what's most important. So what you'll find here, of course, we will talk decluttering and living with less, but we'll also talk about the important things in life and how to approach them intentionally. We'll approach topics of motherhood, home life, relationships, work, our health, and the important things in general that fill up our days. And what you won't find here, a perfectionist version of minimalism. I'm a mom, a full-time teacher, and a podcaster, and I've found the version of minimalism that you may find on Instagram or Pinterest to be unattainable. We aren't minimalism purists here. We're simply focused on living with less in a way that's realistic to us. It's a version of minimalism I personally like to call minimal-ish. The goal is not living with less for the sake of less here, or to make sure our homes make us look like a minimalist. The goal is living with less in a realistic way so that we can have more time and space and energy to focus on what matters most. I'm so glad you're here. Let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome back to Minimalish. I am coming to you with a bonus episode today, which I have not done so in a while. The reason I have made this episode a bonus episode is because it is a topic that is not typical on this podcast. And I don't know if it's a topic that you would typically look for on Minimalish. But when it comes down to it, I do think our health is part of living an intentional life, a huge part of it. And this episode is going to focus on our health. So I figured, let's make it a bonus episode. There are so many different opinions and thoughts and ways to approach a healthy life. And this is one of them that I think a lot of people, you know, could learn from and benefit from. And as always, take or leave the things that apply to you. So before we get started, I just want to make sure you know that anytime we talk about topics like this on the podcast, it is not medical advice. It is just a conversation about something that is working for me or my guest, you know, something that might interest you and might be something that you want to try out as well. So a little backstory to this episode is that I have an 11-week-old right now as I'm recording this, and I had to take antibiotics during birth. I have had so many issues since then of just like stomach achy and interesting digestion. It's just not been the best. And so I've tried out a couple of different probiotics. I've tried a lot of different probiotics in the past. I've never really had a noticeable difference from them, but I've kind of just trusted like, this is a good idea, right? I'm just populating my gut with positive bacteria that is supposed to help. And I discovered Just Thrive probiotics, and I decided to give them a try because I heard really good things about them and was reading really good things about them. And they were the first probiotic that I have ever actually noticed a difference from. So why am I telling you this? I thought to myself that their mission and the difference that it made in my digestion kind of right away has really helped and made a difference for me in new motherhood where I don't want to have a stomachache every day. So I'm so grateful that I am getting to partner with them. I have never had a partnership in the past where I was able to actually interview the owner of the company as well. I'm interviewing Tina Anderson, one of the owners of Just Thrive, and I'm so excited that I got to bring her on the podcast because she is super passionate about what she does, and I can really feel the heart behind the product that has really helped me, so that's been great. But not only that, she just has a lot of knowledge on the topic of gut health. And I do think that our health and the way that we approach our health and the way that we take care of ourselves is a huge part of living intentionally. And any way that we can simplify that, get to the root cause of maybe issues that we're having, is great. So I love learning about health. It's actually like probably about 50% of the podcasts that I listen to are health-based podcasts. And again, I know there are so many ways to approach this topic, so many different fields of thought. So this is just one perspective, but the topic of gut health is really interesting to learn about. And I hope that this episode just kind of helps you learn something new about it, opens your eyes to it. And if you are right now, like having gut issues, I hope it just gives you an idea of something to try to get a little closer to feeling healthier again. All right, let's jump into my conversation with Tina. All right. Well, I'm so excited to have you on the podcast today, Tina. Before we get started, can you just tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Sure. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me, Desiree. I'm so excited to be here. I am the co-founder of Just Thrive, which is a probiotic. It started out as a probiotic gut health supplement company, and we've expanded to other gut health products. But my journey has been interesting. I started out in trial work. I was a litigation attorney and working crazy hours, and decided to kind of pivot. And when I started having children, and decided to go into a family pharmaceutical business. And while there, that was great as far as the hours and being able to still work, but yet have, you know, a lot more balance in my life and a lot more time with my children. I just started, while being in that business, started to notice many of the abuses in the pharmaceutical industry, and just decided that this is not really, my husband and I were like, this is not really our life's work. He was in the industry as well. And we just decided this is not something that we wanted to do. We lived our lives very naturally anyway with our kids, not as naturally as we do now, and maybe not as healthy as we do now, but we really, we read a lot of like Wayne Dyer, Norman Vincent Peale, and realized that our career was not in line with who we are, and we wanted to do something that was different. And so that was more in line with who we are. So we started delving into a lot of research, and being at the right place at the right time, we were able to license these exclusive probiotic strains out of London University. And from there, you know, we like put our life savings into it, put our heart and souls into it. And that's where Just Thrive was born. So it's been the most gratifying career journey I've ever been on, for sure.
That's awesome. And I've been taking the probiotics, and I've noticed such a huge difference. I have so many stomach issues, digestive issues, and I have had for so long. Recently, I just had a baby. I have a 10-week-old, and I had to be on antibiotics while giving birth. So I've had even more issues since then. So taking the probiotics, I've noticed a difference really quickly. So I'm excited to kind of dive into just your knowledge behind all of this as well, just digestion and the gut and everything.
Congratulations. How exciting. My God, 10 weeks later and you're already working. That's amazing.
Just here and there, definitely. Yeah. Thank you. So I want to hear a little bit about gut health in general. I have a little bit of knowledge of it myself, but let's start kind of from the beginning for anyone who's not sure of like, why is gut health such an integral part of our overall health?
Yeah, no, thank you so much for asking that question, because I do think people are just starting to understand it, but there's so much misinformation out there, and there's so much that is so important for people to understand. So basically, our gut health, when we refer to our gut health, we're talking about our microbiome. So that's the bacteria living in and on us, the microorganisms living in and on us. So bacteria, viruses, fungi, all these microorganisms are living in and on us and are literally dictating all of our overall health. So, you know, we are 10 times more bacterial cells than we are human cells. So that's really, really hard for people to kind of grab, you know, get their head around. 10 times more bacterial than we are human. So it's our bacteria that's actually dictating our health or our unhealth. And so we really want to be focusing on our, and most of these bacteria and most of this microbiome is found in our gut. We have, our microbiome consists of our skin and all over us, but it's also, you know, primarily our gut, and our microbiome is found in our gut. So we really, really need to be focusing on our gut health, because it's dictating all kinds of things. For many years, people would associate having a gut imbalance as having gas or diarrhea or constipation, bloating, all of those types of normal digestive issues. And yes, those are definitely signs that you have some gut imbalance. But what people are just now starting to understand are skin issues are a direct, you know, a skin rash that you have, or eczema, or psoriasis. Those are all directly related to your gut health. Mental health disorders or mental health issues, all related to our gut health. there's a reason that we have butterflies in our stomach when we're excited, because signals go up to the brain and signals go back from the brain to the gut. Autoimmune issues, allergies, those are big signals that you have some type of gut imbalance. So that's not to say that there aren't other factors or other issues going on, but we know that pretty much, you know, 90% of non-communicable diseases are associated with some type of dysbiosis or imbalance going on in the gut or the leakiness of the gut. So it's so critically important. You know, people will start on like, they'll start taking like a multivitamin, which is great. You know, it's great to take a multivitamin, but that's not where you start with supplementation. You need to start on supporting your gut health, because our guts are very inflamed just from the world we live in right now. And so if we're taking multivitamins, we're eating really clean, but if our gut is inflamed, it's not able to absorb the nutrients that we are consuming. So I can't overstate it enough that our gut is literally dictating virtually every aspect of our overall health. And it's worth repeating, because I just want people to understand that even from, like I said, mood issues, to even weight management, you know, I mean, it encompasses every aspect of our health. And unfortunately, this world that we're living in is so offensive to our bacteria. You know, we've been taught like bacteria bad, you know, well, less than 1% of our bacteria is actually harmful. The majority of the bacteria in and on us is actually incredibly supportive to our health. So we have been, you know, dousing our hands with hand sanitizers. We've been, you know, using antibacterial soaps, antibacterial hand sanitizers. We have cleaning supplies in our home that kills 99.99% of the bacteria. All these things are actually wreaking havoc on our health on our daily basis, because they're killing the good microbes as well as the bad ones. So, you know, antibiotics that we take, antibiotics are, like you mentioned, very disruptive to our gut microbiome. Obviously, we have to take them sometimes, and we understand that. I always encourage people to be cautious when they're taking an antibiotic, and make sure that you really need to take it before you start taking it. Obviously, like I said, you need to, there are times, I mean, antibiotics save lives. They're, you know, they keep you disease-free at times. So you need to take them if necessary, but they are overprescribed. And then just the world we live in, you know, glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup that's sprayed all over our produce, you know, that's very disruptive to our gut microbiome. And so we want to try to eat clean as much as possible. You know, stress is another offender to our gut microbiome. We know that stress is, you know, I mentioned that gut-brain connection, you know, and so if we're stressed out all the time, the brain is sending signals down to the gut, and the gut is, you know, it's wreaking havoc on the gut. And the opposite is true. If we have an unhealthy gut, the gut is sending signals back up to the brain, and people maybe are stressed, or they're not able to, you know, process things as well as they would like to. So there's a big connection between the gut and the brain. So if I always tell people to try to, you know, avoid stress as much as possible for those reasons, you know, we all know that we should avoid stress, but it really does have an impact on your gut health.
Yeah. It's every time, like, I dive into the topic and try to learn more about it, I often will get overwhelmed, because it is just so, like you were saying, like, it's so connected to everything. And so I think that's where a lot of people can find themselves, is like, okay, I know that, like, I need to support my health and support my gut with nutrition and with maybe like stress management, all these things, but it just gets like, okay, so where do I even start? Which we're going to get to that in a second. But before we get there, I do want to ask you, could you just explain like what leaky gut is briefly before we move on? Cause I don't want anyone to be like, you said that, and what does that even mean?
Yeah, no, that's an awesome question. And I know I talk about leaky gut so often that, I think everybody knows exactly what it is, but the nice part about leaky gut is it's pretty much what it sounds like. We have this intestinal cell wall, and it's our gut lining, and that gut lining is there to protect, so things from the gut don't seep into the bloodstream. We don't want things from the gut, like toxins and food particles, to seep into the gut. Into the intestines. And so we've got this gut wall, this intestinal cell wall. And what happens is these tight junctions start to open up, and toxins then seep into the bloodstream, or food particles seep into the bloodstream. When these things happen, when these particles and toxins go into the bloodstream, our immune system recognizes as an invader, and it starts this inflammatory response. And so now we have this inflammatory response by our immune system that's sending signals to the rest of our organs, from our brain to our heart to, you know, throughout our entire body. So we really want to make sure we're protecting that gut lining. That is so critically important, that we're protecting that gut lining. And so unfortunately, they estimate that 80% of the adult population has a leaky gut and doesn't even know it. In fact, we did a study on college students using these bacillus strains that are used in the product. And the study that we did, they took 100 college students and found that 55% of them had leaky gut and didn't know it. These were healthy college students. They weren't on any medication. They weren't, you know, they had no symptoms of any sort. So they had this leakiness of the gut and didn't even know it. And that's what's scary about it, is because what we found out later through the study is that this leakiness of the gut is like this drippy faucet. You know, you have this, these particles going in, toxins going in, and you don't have any problems. You feel great. Everything's great. And then one day, all of a sudden, you have an autoimmune issue. One day, you all of a sudden have allergies. One day, you have a skin rash all over your body of eczema. So it's like that, when that drippy faucet all of a sudden overflows. And that's why it's so critically important that we always keep that gut lining intact. And that's what the study that we did on it was, showed that the strains that are used, we could talk about that later, but the strains used, these bacillus spore-based probiotic strains, actually helped seal up that gut lining when it started to get compromised. And sealing up that leaky gut is really critical to your overall health.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And I think a lot of us could say, like, okay, yes, it makes sense. Because when we eat food that is not necessarily like supportive of our health, a lot of us can probably say, like, yeah, I don't feel good, right? You eat too much of that, you don't feel good. Or maybe it's the norm, like that's just what you've been eating, so you don't even realize that that you don't feel good. But I know for me, I have, if I'm supporting my health with nutrition regularly, and then I like go off of that, like for me, I know dairy and gluten can be big culprits of just not feeling well. And so if I'm eating a diet that does not have those things in it, I feel a lot better. And then I eat it and I feel, you know, I can tell, like, oh yeah, that's why I felt this way before when I was eating it all the time, right? I just didn't even realize that it was a problem. So a lot of us could agree that, like, yes, this makes sense because we can relate at least. And stress, you know, you get those feelings. And like you said, the butterflies in your stomach, that type of thing, like it makes sense that it's all related. What are some like simple changes that we can make to start to improve our overall gut health? You know, even just like first steps, because like I said, it can feel overwhelming.
Yeah, no, I have lots of good first steps. You had mentioned gluten, and that's another, you know, it's interesting because people think of like, you have a, people either have celiac, which is a severe gluten intolerance, obviously. There, people have gluten intolerances where they start to feel symptoms of gluten when they start to feel symptoms when they consume gluten. But then there's the rest of the world that doesn't see any symptoms from eating gluten. But the bottom line is, it is harming that gut lining. So gluten is something we should be avoiding because it is really harming the gut lining. And, you know, I have no gluten sensitivities at all, but I try to avoid it at all costs because I know it's very disruptive to your gut. My thing is, like, gluten is definitely a big offender to that gut lining. So I would avoid that. I would also eat clean. Like I had mentioned, you know, trying to avoid foods that are sprayed with glyphosate, try to eat organic. I know that's not always easy or feasible for everyone, but even if you could try to, you know, have apples that are only organic, or just start introducing a few foods that are just organic, so you could really try to lessen the amount of glyphosate, which again is that active ingredient in Roundup. And so the best way to avoid that is by eating organically. And then eating a diverse group of foods is another great tip. And, you know, we are, as a society, eat like, I think 6 to 16 on average foods a year, different types of foods a year. And our ancestors used to eat like 600 different types of foods a year. So we need to expose ourselves to new microbes out there. And the best way to do that is like going to ethnic grocery stores and getting different types of vegetables and roots and tubers and just exposing yourself to new microbes through different types of foods. And even in your regular grocery store, just trying to find different types of vegetables or roots and tubers and meats and all the different things that you eat that could provide some type of more diversity in your diet. I would also recommend to do some type of either meditation or deep breathing, something to just calm you down. Like I had mentioned, the brain sends signals to the gut. So trying to do some type of meditation, even lifestyle changes that will just help you be calmer will help support your gut health. And then avoiding like sugar and alcohol and those kinds of things. And the thing is, there are so many offenders, like I talked about with gut health. And we know gut health is so critically important for our overall health. And there's all these offenders, but there's good news on this too. The good news is that you can heal your gut. You really can. It is able to be healed by doing a lot of these different, you know, things, by eating a diverse group of foods, calming down, eating clean, and avoiding a lot of, you know, some of these chemicals in our body, trying to stay away from household products that have kills 99.99% of the bacteria. In fact, there was a study that showed that households that use cleaners that say kills 99.99% of the bacteria actually have children at a higher incidence with autoimmune issues and allergies. So really important to use clean cleaning products as well. And then of course, taking a spore-based probiotic, which is very, very, it's actually going in and we could go into that later, but a spore-based probiotic is very effective in rebalancing that your gut microbiome. So your beneficial bacteria or your good bacteria is outnumbering your pathogenic bacteria, your bad bacteria.
Lots of good starting places. And it's one of those things where like, it feels like you have to make a whole lifestyle change, but I think, you know, we can't necessarily overhaul our lives right away, but we can take whatever first step sounds good, make that into a habit, right? And then you can add on to it something else. Today's episode is a little bit different because it is brought to you by Just Thrive. So I am going to take a quick break to talk a little bit more about Just Thrive and let you know the discount code that you can use if you'd want to try it out. So we've been talking about all of these things that can impact our gut health, like stress, different foods that we eat, but I want to talk a little bit about stress because I think that is one that we do have a little bit of control over, but it does feel pretty impossible to cut out all stress. So our solution shouldn't be to try to avoid it completely, but find effective ways to manage it. So Just Calm is a brand new product from Just Thrive, and it represents a revolutionary new approach to uplifting your body, mind, and soul. Just Calm has been clinically proven in multiple studies to help reduce perceived stress, balance cortisol, improve sleep quality, and even encourage focus and flow. I've personally been trying out Just Calm along with using Just Thrive's spore-based probiotics that have worked so great for me and making my stomach feel better. And I am excited about all of the stress management benefits that this product can provide. The gut instinct or the gut-brain connection is a thing, and it's more powerful than we would think it would be. So a healthy gut isn't just crucial for immune and digestive health, it's also a great way to beat stress when we can't fully avoid it. So right now, you can get 15% off this dynamic duo, Just Thrive plus Just Calm, when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use Minimalish at checkout. All right, let's get back to today's episode. Okay, so let's say, you know, we want to start making these changes. What are some differences that we might see as we work on gut health to be like, okay, this is actually making a difference? What are some things that we might see?
Yeah, so it's always different depending on what people are experiencing, of course. You know, if somebody's experiencing like loose stools, sometimes they'll feel a difference within a few days. Sometimes even sooner. I mean, I'll feel like the next day, but then somebody with constipation, it seems to take a little bit longer to see, you know, maybe even up to 3 months it might even take for some people. And then other, it all kind of depends on your symptoms, but most people will start to see things within 2 to 3 weeks, they'll start to see some type of change. But here's what's so exciting about being in this industry versus the pharmaceutical industry is, you know, those famous commercials, you know, side effects include suicidal thoughts, you know, all these awful side effects. And what we've noticed is that the side effects of taking a spore-based probiotic like Just Thrive is, you know, better mood, better weight management, easier, you know, or better sleep. I've seen that a lot from people. So our side effects, you know, people a lot of times will come to our product because they have some gastrointestinal issue. And then they'll write our customer service line and say, oh my gosh, I'm sleeping better. Am I supposed to lose weight on this product? Because I'm losing a little bit of weight. And it's not a weight loss product, but we know our gut bacteria also dictates how we metabolize food and how we burn fat. All of these things are dictated by our bacteria in our gut. So we see all these great improvements. And I'm somebody that didn't have any digestive issues at all. I just started taking it because I know how important it is. Obviously, I've done the research, I know. But what then I started to notice was just way more regularity and just having that like a cleaned out feeling. I mean, it sounds so crazy. My mom and I talk about it all the time because we're like, oh my God, you just feel so cleaned out. And it's like, when you're getting rid of those toxics, you know, your mood improves, your sleep improves, all these other things improve when you start getting rid of all those toxins. And when you're not regular and you're not going to the bathroom regularly and having healthy bowel movements, you're not getting rid of those toxins and they're just staying in your system. So there's just so many great side effects to it. And that's what most people will start feeling is just like more regularity, less bloating, and all those kinds of better, a lot of times like people better mood, just feeling happier, feeling better. 90% of our serotonin, which is our happy hormone, is produced in our gut. Dopamine is produced in our gut. GABA is produced in our gut. GABA is the calming hormone. So all these really, really critical neurotransmitters are produced in our gut. So many people have thought, you know, oh, the brain is producing all these things, but no, in fact, they're being produced in the gut. So you'll start noticing all kinds of, you know, overall great feelings, but even if you're just coming to the product just for a particular issue that you're trying to resolve, you know, hopefully you'll see that within the first couple of weeks.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Like I said, I was taking a different probiotic and I didn't really notice that it was helping. So, but as soon as I started taking Just Thrive, like a couple of days later, it's like, oh wow, my stomach, like it hasn't been hurting. Yeah. And it was hurting every day. And I know I got such a heavy dose of antibiotics when I was giving birth, like I said. So yeah, I really am loving it. And I'm so glad that I got to have you on here to just talk to you about all the gut things in general.
Well, thank you. And I'm glad that you were on the probiotic after being an antibiotic or wallet. You know, that's the other great thing about the Just Thrive is that you could actually be on an antibiotic and our probiotic strains actually survive the presence of an antibiotic, which is unheard of. Most probiotics would be destroyed in the presence of an antibiotic. So that's exciting. And that's the reason why it works so differently is because the spores and Just Thrive actually survive the gastric system where they make it to the intestines alive, where the majority of probiotics on the market aren't making that journey. They actually are killed off by the stomach acid in the gut. That's why they call it the gastric barrier. And they actually make it dead on arrival in the intestines, whereas the spores get there 100% alive. That's one of the biggest differences between our strains and the majority of probiotics out there on the market.
Okay. That's really interesting. And that's one of the things I wanted to ask you next. So like, how did you kind of to dive into that more, like how did you come across it? I know you said you and your husband were just going from working for the pharmaceutical industry to wanting to do something that's actually, you know, going to support people's health more, but how did you discover this spore-based probiotic? And if you want to describe more about, you know, what that is, I know you talked about it a little bit just now, but yeah, just diving deeper into all that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. So the naturopath doctor that my husband was seeing at the time was working with a research microbiologist on some other projects. And this research microbiologist was trying to commercialize these strains for this scientist, his name is Dr. Simon Cutting out of London University. He is like world renowned probiotic expert. and he was trying to commercialize these strains. And so he had been working on it for years, and the company they were commercializing them for actually they ended up selling to this big conglomerate, and the company that bought them was not interested in the strains anymore because they didn't know anything about them. So that's when they called us and said, you can't believe this. Like, we actually have the rights to, we have the opportunity to buy these strains, get the exclusive rights to these strains from London University. And so we started researching the strains. We started researching the gut health and realizing that the majority of probiotics on the market really weren't doing much. Maybe some people would get some symptomatic relief, but they weren't making a true change in the gut. And so that's, like I had mentioned, the biggest difference. And I love to use an analogy at this time, like when I'm trying to explain the different types of probiotics, is if you envision a garden, and there's a garden that's been stepped on and trampled on, and there's weeds growing all over that garden, and you kind of compare that to somebody's gut, the conventional, the old school way of treating that is to use these lactobacillus and bifidobacteria type of strains that are, you know, 95% of the probiotics on the market are made up of those strains. They would throw those seeds in the garden. The seeds, most of them wouldn't even get to the garden because the gastric system would kill them, but you know, they wouldn't even get to the garden, but let's say they did, they maybe would plant a plant in there. And so the garden maybe looks a little bit better, but with the spores, that we throw those same, you know, strains in, not the same strains, but we throw those strains into the gut or into the garden. They attach to the soil in the garden. They have the ability to get rid of the weeds in the garden. And then they have the ability to take those plants that have been stepped on and trampled on and bring them back to life. So it's a very different approach. We're like the gardener of the gut. So the spores actually get into the intestines alive. They have the ability to get rid of the bad bacteria or help get rid of, you know, some of the bad bacteria, and then has the ability to help those good bacteria come back to life. Because we all have some of our good bacteria is there. It just isn't thriving in our gut. So that's what we're really looking to do, is to help be that we're the gardener of the gut. So that's the biggest difference, is most of the strains don't even get to the intestines. When they do get there, they just pass through like food, food just passes through your intestinal tract. That's the same thing with those, where the spores stay there for about 21 to 28 days, where they're working on that garden for 21 to 28 days, making a true change. So it's a much more effective approach, and you're seeing profound results. I mean, this is why we see such profound results with the product, is because we are making this change. We are actually gardening that gut on a regular basis.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. And it makes sense that this is truly the first probiotic that I have felt a pretty immediate difference from. So it makes sense as to why that might be.
Thank you. That never gets old. We hear it all the time. I mean, just today we got another, all these testimonials are like tears come to my eyes, and I'm not being dramatic after being in this space for 8-9 years. It's like, they never get old. It's just, it's so fun to impact lives out there. And that's one of the big things, like we've made a mission. One of our mission is to only bring products that are missing and needed in the market. So we were disruptors when we brought this product to the market, and we had it backed by science. So it's missing, needed, and backed by science. And we have, we were disruptors when we brought this to the market. We were telling a completely different story, and we got a lot of pushback. I mean, a lot of pushback from health food stores and different people in the industry. And then they started researching the science, and they started to understand it, and they started seeing the benefits of it. And it's been, you know, it's been amazing since. Now we're seeing so many incredible results. And we do not launch a product unless it's missing, needed, and backed heavily by research and science, because we don't want to be a 200 SKU supplement company. We're not just looking to launch whatever supplements we could think of that other people are doing well. We're looking to only bring products that are really going to make an impact on people's lives. And they have, and they do every day. And it's been super fun.
Well, that's great. And I can tell that you definitely have a lot of passion behind it. So I love that. I know that part of your mission as a company in general is to help people like thrive and live their best life. So just for fun, I would love to hear what you do like on a daily basis, or, you know, just regularly to live your best life.
So I, you know, usually wake up in the morning and do deep breathing. I'm a breather more than a meditator. So I do meditate once in a while, but breathing is kind of speaks to me a little bit more. I try to go outside as much as possible. I live in the Chicago area. And so in the winters, it's not as much fun, but I do. I walk. That's kind of my drug of choice. I always say I love to power walk. I'm always walking through the neighborhood. I write in a gratitude journal. Gratitude is a huge part of my life. It was, I had a unfortunate loss of a family member back, my aunt about right when we launched the company. In fact, she came up with the name Just Thrive. And so she passed away. And so one of the most healing things that I ever found was writing in my gratitude journal about my relationship with her and how lucky I was to have that relationship. I was so sad and angry and all that stuff, you know, the normal feelings of grief, but writing in that gratitude journal it shifted my focus. And that also helped, you know, in business too, you know, just, and that's why everybody on our team, we all sign our emails with gratitude. It's not required, but I always tell the story when I onboard a new employee is just like that, how gratitude is such a huge part of who I am and a part of this company. And I feel like my Aunt Mary is always looking over us, during these times. So gratitude is a huge part of what I do. What else do I do that's on a daily basis? My gratitude journal, my breathing, and walking outside is huge for me.
Those are all amazing things. I love gratitude as well. I feel like it's something that, like, writing it down, and then once you write it down in the morning, or even if you just do it in the evenings, whenever it fits in the day, for me, it will like stick with me throughout the day. And yes. If I'm having like a tough moment, I can kind of lean into gratitude a little bit more easily than if I would skip writing gratitude down, you know, doing a gratitude journal. So I love
absolutely.
That.
No, absolutely.
Well, I've loved this conversation and have loved just hearing more of your passion and just the research behind the product and just behind, you know, gut health in general. But before we go, I like to ask two questions to every guest. And the first one, just because this podcast deals with like simplifying life and minimalism, is what's something that you're simplifying in your life right now?
Oh, yeah, this is pretty easy. I think, I'm not checking email all the time. So that's, it used to be like, you know, you're always checking your phone. You're always, I now just do it every 3 hours. I wait to 3 hours to check my email. And I've been really good about that. And that's been super helpful to me. So, obviously sometimes there's exceptions, but for the most part, I just only check email because you just get in that habit of just like opening up your phone and checking, and then you're distracted from something else. So that's been a huge simplifier in my life, and it allows me to get stuff done. You know, it's, you know, I have focus time where I could get stuff done.
Yes, absolutely. That is huge. Anytime we can simplify the amount of times we have to pick up our phone, right?
Yes. Yes.
My second question is, what is something that you're loving right now?
Oh my gosh. Something I'm loving right. I have been riding my bike with my husband and just literally just enjoying it. Not like competitively riding or riding really fast, just we ride, you know, longer rides every once in a while, but just at night, it's so funny. I just said this to him last week. I'm like, the amount of joy I have had just with riding our bikes throughout the, you know, neighborhood has been so fun. We run into people that we know, and our kids are older. It's been really hard for us to have our kids be out of the house. We still have one at home, one and a half at home, because my one daughter is like kind of travels a lot, but we have older kids and one's getting married. So it's been hard for us because we love our kids and we loved our family unit, and it changes. So, but we had so much fun like the last couple of weeks just riding our bikes at night. And I said, how could something so simple give us such joy? And I don't know. I love to ride my bike.
I love that. That's awesome. And I'm sure just like something that can be grounded in joy that you can do together in a time of, I mean, it sounds like some of your kids have been out of the house for a while, but just yeah. Time of transition of like, you were all together for a while. Now it's mostly just you and your husband. So
I feel like I was just in your spot with a 10-week-old, you know, it's like, it happens like that. So enjoy every single second of it.
Well, thank you. I love hearing that because brings me back to, because, yes, you know, the days are long, yep, but
I wish someone had told me that. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Desiree. It was great to meet you.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode and it just opened your eyes to some things about gut health that you might want to dive into a little bit more and learn a little bit more about, especially if you, for any reason, haven't been feeling your best digestively. This might be a good episode to take some action on. I know it's something that I am working on post-baby because I really need to kind of revive my gut health after having so many antibiotics during my birth, which were needed, but I just also need to feel better now. If you enjoyed this episode, would you share it with a friend, share it on Instagram, share it wherever you like to share things? I am always grateful for you for doing that. And because this is a bonus episode, I will be talking to you right back here again in just a couple of days. So thanks for listening in, and I will talk to you right back here again on Thursday.
Hi there, I'm Rachel, and I'm the host of 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms, a podcast for women who want to love motherhood as much as they love their children. In each 30-minute episode, my guests and I give 3 actionable takeaways that will help you make your family life a little better each week. I'd love for you to give us a listen. Listen to 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.